Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you've almost certainly heard us do a second date update.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the main things we do where we try to help a listener reconnect and get clarity after they've been ghosted following a bad date.
Yeah.
And I say we try because honestly, a lot of them end up not working out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not going to blame anybody for that, except maybe Alexis. Because, like, if we're talking to a guy who even has a whiff of money on him,
yeah,
she just starts batting her eyes, asking for his number.
And it's like, I can't help it. How do they hear that through the phone even?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's amazing.
I just know.
And then she starts undermining the other woman on the call.
I mean, would expect that from Brooke.
I know.
Both of you.
You guys, no, I'm kidding.
Bad influence over in that ladies' corner. But
gotta get the Richmond.
Every once in a while, we actually do a good job. And
yeah,
we'll get two people to agree to go out, and we want to know what happened next.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we created Second Date Update Updates.
Yeah. And I love these because I feel like we're really invested in people's relationships by the time we're off the phone with them.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
So this gives us an opportunity to check in a couple weeks or maybe a few months after their original call.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing one today.
Yay!
You might remember this from a while back. It featured a lost car.
A
weird adventure following.
Finally going to get the update?
Yes. Nice. A lot of people have wanted to know what's happened after this. So we're going to play the first two parts, and then we're going to have the couple back on the phone right afterwards to let us know what's up. It's your second date update right now.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We got an urgent email for a second date update from one of our listeners who says they need our help immediately.
Whoa. Okay.
Today. Well, and we actually had a different call scheduled with another listener before this, but we had to move them back to tomorrow because this one can't wait.
Wow. So, that doesn't happen a lot.
We've got Marissa on the phone. Apparently, she went out on a date last night.
What?
And now, if we can't get a hold of the guy, she says she's going to get the authorities involved.
What?
So,
are we the right people to come to? Marissa, are you okay? Are you in danger?
No, I'm not in danger, but I'm really pissed off and angry because this should not have happened, and I'm about to call the cop.
Okay.
Someone else may be in danger.
What?
It's a good instinct to always call us for any emergency before you call the police.
Terrible instinct.
We'll get to it in just a second, but first, tell us what's the name of the guy that you're trying to get in touch with.
Christopher. I met him on this app.
Okay. I think we all need to take a deep breath because, there is some anger coming out in those words.
I'm enjoying the energy.
And you haven't even said anything bad yet.
I like it, Marissa. Tell us more about Christopher.
Well, I met him on this dating app, and I always cross-reference everybody I date on these apps through my roommate, Maddie. So I told her about this guy, and she was like, yeah, he looks great. You should definitely go ahead.
Uh-huh. That's how they always get you, don't they? They always get you that way, looking all nice and respectable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I go on this date, right? And it's fantastic. I'm not saying it wasn't great.
I've never had this much fun ever.
This is not what I was expecting.
Yeah. So what did you and Christopher do?
We went to this bar, and then after we went to a dance club, and it was really awesome. So then we went to my place, obviously, because we were like feeling it.
Uh-huh.
And then we hooked up, and then we woke up. And we were both so hungover, but he was like, let me get you breakfast. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's a dream come true. Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. Was this morning or was this yesterday morning?
This was yesterday morning.
Okay.
So he was like, I'll get breakfast and can I use your car? Because he didn't have his car because we Ubered home.
Okay.
And so he left. And then hours passed and I'm texting him.
No.
And nothing for like 3 hours.
Oh, he stole your car.
Wait, he still has your car?
Yes, and he never came back.
What?
Oh my God.
Dude, this really is an emergency.
So you still haven't had breakfast yet?
No,
Jeffrey. Not the point.
Oh.
Not the point right now. We don't even care about this guy anymore. You need your car back.
And get this, he picked up after like the fourth freaking hour, and he says, I'm so sorry, I'll explain everything to you, but I hope you understand.
What?
No,
and then he like hung up the phone?
Yes, he hung up, and I was like, what? Oh. He must be, like, in trouble with the law.
Oh,
what
my God.
This is crazy.
Do we call the police?
Yeah, and he's forwarding all my calls to voicemail, so I would really like you guys to call him so, someone can get through to him.
I think, just so you know, I think you're being super kind and giving him one last chance to bring the car back before he becomes a legit felon.
Yeah, and he sounded like he was really freaked out as well, but I don't know if he was just lying to me. It was a 10-second brief encounter, so I'm not sure if he's lying or not.
Maybe he was in the drive-thru line trying to decide between a bacon sandwich and a sausage one, and just caught him at a really bad time.
For like 5 hours.
I'm going to go with don't trust the one-night stand that took your car and hasn't returned it.
I know you guys are like laughing, and it's really funny, and this is like a crazy situation, but to me, it's like life or death. Like, this is my car.
No,
this guy just
really
randomly hooked up with me. I don't know like what kind of diseases this guy he's obviously like lying.
Well,
I don't know what
call.
Well, yeah.
That's the
opportunity. Car theft and STDs are related.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe
this is really like this is really serious to me.
All right, Marissa, look, I mean, there's no guarantee when we call him that he'll pick up. It's just going to be a random phone number. Like, have you had some of your other friends try and call him first?
Maddie, she's tried.
Maddie, did Maddie get through to him?
No.
Voicemail. And we don't know anything else about this guy, right? Because you just met him on a dating app. Like, you don't know where he lives.
I can forward you his dating profile.
Location would probably be more helpful than, like, if he likes to hike or not. I don't know.
We need all the background information we can get. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We'll come back, and we'll call this guy for you. And if this doesn't work, I guess you're going to have to call the authorities.
Yeah, and did I mention he might have diseases or something like that, too?
Yeah, okay,
I don't know.
No, you mentioned that.
Why is he?
That's a sticking point.
Okay.
But no, we're going to play a song, we'll come back, and we'll try and get you your second date update. Okay, Marissa?
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right. Maybe eat something. Hold on. All right, it's official. This might be the craziest first date ending we've ever heard on the show.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like Joe's being overdramatic like he tends to do. Drama king.
Yeah.
But you're right.
I'm serious because we got an urgent email today from a listener named Marissa who had to do a phone call today. Could not wait, or she's going to get the authorities involved.
And people are always like, oh, do mine right away. It's an emergency. But like, this is a legit emergency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. She may need to get the authorities involved.
Seriously.
It could happen because Marissa went out with a guy named Christopher. He ended up spending the night at her place, and then the morning offered to drive out and bring back some breakfast for the two of them.
Which is sweet.
So she let him borrow her car to go do that, and then Christopher never brought it back. In the last 24 hours, she's called and texted him a bunch of times, and he's only picked up once and quickly said he couldn't really talk, but he'll explain later, and then hung up. So now Marissa's depending on us to get a hold of him and figure out what the hell's going on, or she'll have no choice but to call the authorities. Right, Marissa?
Yes, I don't know why you're waiting so long. Like, you've been having me on this waiting line. Like, I'm freaking out over here.
Well, it's just what we do. We have to play a song in between the first and second part. It's just the radio business.
Oh, man.
And then we have to reset.
And honestly, like, at this point, a couple minutes isn't probably going to make a big difference.
To me, it's like days.
I know it is.
I
dated a guy who was in for Grand Theft Auto for a while, too.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I did.
I really want to get to the phone call. But first, Marissa, before we do that.
But first anything.
I just need to ask, if he answers, because he might just ignore us too, is there any other details about the actual date that I could bring up to him? I just might need to ease into it, that's all I'm saying, before I start accusing him of things.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever you're doing, just get my car back.
Okay. That's my one mission right now. Here we go.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm going to dial the phone number. Let's see if he answers, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay. He sent us straight to voicemail on that one.
I figured that was going to happen. He's not answering anybody's call.
I know.
Why would you answer someone's calls if you just stole a car? You're not going to pick up an unknown number.
We have another line. Let's try a different line.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, is this Christopher?
Yeah, who's this?
Christopher, okay, don't hang up, all right? My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I really need to talk with you, okay? You're in a lot of trouble.
No. But that is not the way you started. it, Jeffrey. No. What are you doing?
This is important. I need you to not hang up.
Christopher.
Well, what's going on here?
We're doing something called a second date update because someone's trying to get in touch with you and you're ignoring them.
They like you.
Oh, yeah. If this is Marissa, I'm dealing with it, okay? Just tell her I'm
dealing with it.
Hold on, man.
Christopher, dealing with what? What are you dealing with?
Honestly, it's none of your business, and I talk to her when I'm ready. I can't talk to her right now because I'm not ready for it.
Okay, well, hold on.
But when I'm ready, I will.
Just relax, Christopher, okay?
We're like your last chance right now before it goes out statewide that you're on some wanted list, man. And I'm not exaggerating.
We don't want that to happen.
I mean, I can see why she's concerned, all right? It's not like I'm not blind here. It's just that I'm screwed, honestly. She thinks I stole her car, and it's not what happened.
Well, you took it and didn't return it.
You could call it stealing. Yeah.
And you haven't provided an explanation for why.
I understand why she thinks that, and that's what I'm worried about, because she thinks that I took it, but it's not what happened.
Just tell her,
don't call the cops.
I don't want to be a skeptic here, but if a guy who stole a car and doesn't bring it back tells me not to call the cops...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't trust him?
No, definitely. Definitely trust him.
Look, dude, you're going to have to give us more here because Marissa's freaking out.
Just tell her that I went to get breakfast sandwiches and I went to two different places. They were both closed. The car runs out of gas.
Oh.
So I went on foot. I walked to get gas and I come back, right? And the car has been towed.
Oh.
No.
So now I've tracked down where the car is, and they want $250 to get the car out.
Oh, what? No.
How long did it take you to go get gas? Like, a tow situation isn't...
I don't work for the police. I don't know.
So the car is impounded. It's an impound.
The car is impounded, right? I need $250 to get it out. I don't have that kind of money right now. I'm talking to a guy today, so I'm going to probably work it out with him. And I'll have the money, and I can get her the car back. I was just hoping to get it to her right away. You know, I don't want her to think that I took it. I'm doing my best.
So,
do you believe him?
I don't know.
Do you believe him?
I believe that men like to try and fix things without telling anybody what they're doing and then inevitably make it worse.
You just need to talk to her, man.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. This would have been so much better if you had just told Marissa up front, like, hey, I had a problem and ran out of gas.
Why are you lecturing me? What is
this? I'm not lecturing you. I'm telling you it's a good idea to tell the girl whose car you're borrowing that there's problems with the car.
And it's also a good idea not to drive 20 miles to go get a breakfast sandwich, for God's sakes.
Maybe you should go hook up with her and then steal her car. That's what you can do to this.
Okay, well, the good news.
As soon as I get the car back, you can steal it and date her.
All right. The good news is, even if you're not willing to tell her directly, you've kind of told her indirectly, because I need to let you know she's been on the other line listening this entire time.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
She needed to hear this, Christopher.
Yeah, Marissa, you there?
I've been trying to reach you. You haven't been picking up your phone. This is crazy.
I know, Marissa. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to fix the situation. I didn't want to talk to you, fixed it. I feel terrible.
But why didn't you just tell me? You just tell me it's fine. Like, I would have accepted that. This is crazy that you're keeping everything secret.
Right.
It makes me really sad.
I just feel really stupid. Like, you ran out of gas. I don't know. You know, it's got a boot on it. It's awful.
Yeah, but I need to get to work. Like, I need to get my car back.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I feel terrible about all this. But, I mean, we did have a really fun time, though, right? I mean, that was some fun bad dancing that we did, right?
Yes, until this.
Look, I'm just trying to lighten the mood. It's just a situation I don't have any control over. I can still get you that sandwich.
He needs $253.
Right.
You would have lightened my mood if you told me right away. That would have been great. I would have been knowing what's going on and be able to get my car and be able to meet you. I could Uber and get there before they tow my car. Like, I really wish you contacted me. I wish you answered the phone. I need to know what's happening with my car.
I wish you put gas in the car.
Okay. That was just getting worse.
We're doing a lot of pointing fingers, and this is not productive.
Keep reversing. I wish we never met.
Yeah.
We'll take some blame.
Dude, Christopher, what's your plan with the car? How are you getting the money?
I told you, I'm going to talk to a guy later today, and we're going to work this all out. But on the off chance that doesn't work, you know, maybe we could have like a backup plan that we figure out now.
Mm. What's the backup plan?
I mean, I feel responsible for what happened. So, I could at least pay for half.
Oh.
If you want to Venmo me $150.
Wait, what? Well, hold up. You want her to send you money and just trust that the car is an impound and that your story is legit? Because there's chance that you stole this thing and that you're like on the lam or something. I don't know.
Send her the money.
Would I be talking about this on the radio if I stole the car? I mean,
I don't know.
I'm innocent here. I just need enough money to get the car out of impound. I guess I have about $100 I mean, if you want to chip in, that's fine. Or you can even lend her your car until I get the car.
We're going to lend. Wait, Marissa, are you buying any of this? Do you trust him?
You know what? I will give you the $150 under one condition.
What's that?
That you have my car back at my apartment within 2 hours.
I can do that. I can do that.
Marissa, this guy still has your car and you're actually going to send him more money?
Yeah, look, true. I'll have it there in a couple hours. I know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
And, that's what he said last time.
It's not going to be a problem. Yeah.
I trust you, but you better be here, okay?
Oh my God, Marissa. I promise
I'll be there.
Well, once the Venmo payment goes through, after that happens, then Christopher, we would like to send you and Marissa out on a second date and we'll pay for it.
Oh, this is romance. Let's talk here.
Okay. T-minus 2 hours.
That sounds great. Is that what you said, Christopher?
Yeah. I had a great time.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah.
Now I believe him. He's like, sure, let's get it done. And once it's over, I want to go out with her again.
Marissa, this is going to be your fault at this point, okay? When your car never returns, you're only going to have yourself to blame.
Like, you seriously think that he's not going to come back and give me my car? Like,
no, he sounds just as panicked as you.
Oh, my God,
No.
You guys are all thinking with your hearts. You need to be thinking with your brains. I don't know what you're doing. You're going to get robbed even greater. Like,
you guys are so cynical. Honestly, I would have hung up if I'd stole the car, but I'm still here talking about it.
Yeah.
I just need the money, and then I'll get the car out.
Because you saw a window to take the money. You can't stop girls that like bad boys.
The only way to truly test this, Marissa, is to send him the full $250 and see if he does the right thing.
If you're serious, I'll do it.
No!
I say do it.
No!
You're welcome.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
That was a second date from a few months back.
Oh my gosh.
And when we were done, there was a lot of questions left unanswered.
Yeah.
Normally we want to know if they get together again. I just want to know if she got her car back.
A lot of people have been wondering. That's why we've reached out. And today Marissa and Christopher are both back on with us.
Welcome back,
you guys.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
Good.
It sounds like you're on friendly terms, which is a good sign.
No, they were just being nice to me, bro.
You think?
Yeah. I have that effect on people.
He's calling. Do you?
Yeah.
Why isn't it taking charge into me? That's what worked over here.
It's a slow process. But so, Christopher, everybody wants to know, were you able to get Marissa's car back for her, or did she have to pay for it?
She did get her car back. I'm going to say that right away.
Did she get it back, or did you get it back for her?
Sounds suspicious.
I had to get it back honestly, I didn't have the money to get it out, and I had to pawn my watch.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
You pawned your watch to raise the money to get it out?
It was the right thing to do. That's what I felt. Like, I had to do that for her, you know?
Oh, wow. You are a knight in shining armor.
He is, okay?
No, I really am.
Wow.
Okay. So, I mean, what happened after that? So, Marissa, you got your car back and...
I did. Okay. He told me that he was sorry and that he pawned his watch to get it back for me. And I just felt bad. So, I was like, let me entertain this date.
He was telling the truth, you guys.
Yeah.
Hold up. You went on a pity date with him?
It was a pity date, yeah.
Oh, God.
Christopher admits it.
She's like, I feel bad for him, so I threw him a bone. Yeah. And I went out with him for a night.
Well, that's amazing. How did date number two go?
Who drove?
It actually went surprisingly well.
Cute.
But this last part is going to get you guys.
Oh, no.
So I walk out to the car.
Shut.
And it's not there.
What?
No.
What do you mean?
Again? Is this a joke? Is this, you're pulling a joke? You had like one of your guy friends tow it or something?
No. I parked too close to a fire hydrant.
Dude. You got towed.
It was insane.
We went to the same tow yard.
Oh my God.
They're like, no, you're
you're back again?
Yeah.
But it's our tow yard. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
What did you pawn this time to get your car back?
So where are you guys now? Have you gone out on more dates?
We're still dating.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Somehow.
Oh my God.
That's
what we're thinking. You're like, how did you meet him? He stole my car. I'm like,
you guys know if you get married, you have to get married in that tow yard now. That is your tow yard. You said it.
Yeah. That's a given. That's
okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, wow. Congratulations, though, you guys. That's an amazing story.
Wow.
Please keep us updated on what happens next in your weird relationship because we want to know.
Yeah. So you guys know we have a rule now. We only take Ubers.
Okay.
Good.
Proud
like
of you.
Yeah.
Bicycles might be a good choice.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.